Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As is our tradition here, would you read together with me the sermon title this morning? Payment Due on a Canceled Bill. Based on our reading from Luke 3, the Gospel reading, and also from Romans 13, let me read these texts again. When all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus' bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." And from Romans 13, "Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. Whatever commandments there may be are summed up in this one: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of God's law." Would you find your worship handout this morning and follow along with the sermon outline? Again, as we consider our theme, payment due on a canceled bill. Now hold it. Payment due on a canceled bill? Would you pay a bill that's been canceled? What would you do with the BC Hydro bill that'll get your attention? What would you do with the BC Hydro bill that read the amount due, $145? Then stamped over that figure in red letters were the words, "Canceled." Common sense would respond, "Why should I pay a bill that's been canceled?" But common sense also asks, why did Jesus, the holy, sinless Son of God, get baptized by John in the River Jordan for a baptism for the repentance of sin? Jesus was guilty of no sin. He owed nothing on any bill. But common sense will restrict our understanding of these two texts from Luke 3 and Romans 13. These are not common sense texts. And what does Jesus' baptism anyway have to do with the payment of a bill? Well, hang in there with me this morning and we'll discover together. The main message of this sermon is very simple. Payment is due on a canceled bill. Now, at first, this may seem like nonsense, especially because neither of the texts says anything about a bill or a canceled bill or payment. But the Romans text does speak of a debt and of God's law and of the commandments and the fulfillment of that law. We'll get closer to what Paul means in Romans 13. When we compare it with Romans chapter 3, listen to these words. Try these words on for size this morning. Whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, that the whole world may be held accountable to God. Accountable to God under the law. This is the predicament of all sinners. This is the predicament of all mankind. This is the predicament of each of us here today. Our account with God is past due. And unless payment is made, there will be serious consequences. Eternal consequences. Accountable to God under the law. That's bad news. That's the rough draft of our obituary. It means that we have not, and we cannot keep God's laws, His commandments. We are sinners. And as Holy Scripture makes it so very clear, the soul that sins shall surely die. We have a bill that we cannot pay. But God has paid it. And He has signed the check in the precious blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And He has made this blood-signed check out in your name and in mine. For the sake of Jesus who shed His blood on Calvary's cross for our sins, we are no longer held accountable for that unfulfilled law, for that broken commandment, for that unpaid bill. Jesus became our undeserved substitute. He has kept the law. He has fulfilled the commandments. He, for your sake, has paid that bill. Now here's where the baptism of Jesus comes in. Jesus' baptism is His down payment on the bill of the law. He became a man so that He could live under the law to completely fulfill the law of God with His sinless and perfect life, so that when the time came for His sacrifice on the cross, His life sacrifice would be perfect and holy and fully pay the debt for our sin. Jesus' baptism is His down payment, the foreshadowing of the full payment He would make on the cross. At His baptism, Jesus fully identified with sinners and began to bear our sins that He finally took then to the cross. At His baptism, Jesus fully identified with sinners. On that cross, He earned for us what we could never earn for ourselves. The bill of our sin and death has been fully paid. From the cross, He cried out. Do you remember His words? He cried out, "It is finished." In the Greek language, those words can also be translated, "Paid in full." The bill is canceled. All of our boasting is silenced. All of our pride evaporates. There is only room for faith, a faith that receives this loving act with all humility. Faith is decisive. Faith in Christ removes our sin and makes us acceptable to God. If you haven't listened to a word of the sermon so far, listen to these words right now. Faith in Jesus cancels our bill of sin and death. But faith does not cancel God's law or His commandments. On the contrary, our faith in Christ compels us to want to keep God's law and commandments. Those who by faith in Christ are right with God now do what God's law requires, not because we have to, but because we want to. And this brings us to another point in Jesus' baptism. Be very clear about this. Jesus did not have to be baptized. He wanted to. He chose to for our sake. He became like us in every respect except sinning. He became like us in every respect, including submitting Himself to a baptism in the dirty waters of the Jordan River, a baptism He did not need. that he might know our need and minister to us in our every need. Because he loves us, that's why Jesus allowed himself to be baptized, to be identified with sinners, though in those waters to begin the process of carrying all of our sins finally to the cross. Those who believe this are now expected to pay what is due. And the payment that's due on our canceled bill of sin and death is the payment of love. Listen again to our text from Romans 13. Paul told us, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. Alongside the canceled bill of our sin and death is now our holy obligation to make the payment of love. That's what payment due on a canceled bill finally means. I have been loved by Jesus Christ, who has canceled my bill of sin and death. And now, in response to that, I am compelled to love others. Payment is due. Payment due in a canceled bill simply reminds us that our love for others is evidence of our justification, of being right with God. Payment due in a canceled bill, loving others the way Jesus has loved us. Now to this and this morning, maybe you are some of those people. To these words, you may nod with polite agreement. And then move on as your busy schedules compel you to do. You might say, well, there seems nothing new here. Something we haven't heard before, so I ended up not really listening to it and not really applying these words in practical ways. But wait. The text from Romans 13 gets harder. It says, we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. Aha! Who is my neighbor? Your neighbor is another member of this congregation whom you might not choose to sit next to on a Sunday morning for any number of reasons, but who nonetheless is your neighbor because just like you, he had his bill canceled at the cross, and that makes you blood brothers. You are giving witness to the same Jesus who gave his life for you. Your fellow member is your neighbor, and to him you can do no deliberate wrong. Your neighbor is also in your family, in your neighborhood, at your job, in your school, with whom you might not choose to associate for any number of reasons, but who nonetheless is your neighbor because just like you, she had her bill of death canceled at the cross. And that makes you blood sisters, forgiven by the same Jesus who gave his life for you. Your neighbor is that person. And against he or she, you can do no deliberate wrong. My friends, in response to what our Lord has done for us with the canceling of our bill of sin and death, we have a lot of loving to do. But it starts right here in this place, in this church. I challenge you today to find a very practical way to demonstrate your love to someone here with whom your relationship is broken. You know who that person is in your life. Begin here in the household of God, and then, after this practice run, do it for someone in your life outside the walls of this church. Love them in the name of Jesus. This is your payment due on the canceled bill of your sin and death. Brothers and sisters in Christ, our religiosity must go hand in hand with practical acts and words of love. We cannot divorce what we believe in our head with how we live our lives Monday through Saturday. What other witness will an unbelieving world accept? As the old Christian campfire song says so clearly, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Payment due on a canceled bill, the payment of demonstrated love for our brothers and sisters in Christ, and then for our neighbor, whoever that may be. If you're following your sermon outline, we're rounding third and heading toward home. A final story, an illustration. One of my favorite movies ever is a movie about Jewish people in World War II Nazi death camps. The movie is called Schindler's List, based on an historical event and a historical person. The first and second and third times I saw this movie, I was brought to tears when the camera showed close-ups of numbers tattooed on precious people's forearms. This signified that they were on a list of those marked for slavery and for death. But then, a rich and influential German man named Schindler made a list of his own. A list of people he would literally buy out of slavery and death with his own silver and gold. But then came my second moment of tears watching this movie, when the camera zoomed in and gave close-ups of the names of the faces of those people who were named on Schindler's list. Names and faces of people who were called to freedom, called to deliverance in life. My friends, you and I are on a list. A list the New Testament book of Revelation calls the Lamb's Book of Life. We number among those who have been bought from slavery and to sin, slavery to death, slavery to the devil. But we have not been bought with silver or gold. We have been bought with the precious blood of Jesus shed on the cross for us. Jesus has canceled your bill of sin and death. Your account in heaven reads, paid in full. You are on God's salvation list, and no one can take your name off that list. Being on this list means your bill of sin and death has been fully canceled, fully paid. And what is our only response? Our only response is to make love's payment on this canceled bill, to love others with the love of Jesus. Listen again to the words of Romans 13. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. Payment is due on a canceled bill. In Jesus' name, your payment is due. In Jesus' name, whose baptism was the down payment and whose death on the cross was the final payment for our sins. Payment is now due for us. The payment of love for another because of Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.